All right, 155 days, you are the ultimate jury, and the events unfolding all weekend long, and even as we speak now in some cities, like one city in Maryland right now is having a protest going on. It is mind-numbing to me. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about what happened to George Floyd and all the things that went wrong and how that should never, ever, 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 ever happen. 7 minutes, 55 seconds, knee on the neck, pinned to the pavement. You can't do it. It's a death sentence. Now, preliminary report, didn't die by asphyxiation. Our eyes do not deceive us in terms of the inappropriateness, the absolute lack of just any simple, basic, fundamental police training to go after the most vulnerable part of one person's body. That, you know, if you go for somebody's neck, you're literally it's a danger zone. If it's a self-defense move and your life is in jeopardy, that's a whole different story. And by the way, not for 8+ minutes. So we see what's going on around the country on the one hand, and stores robbed and looted and fires set and fights breaking out and people attacked. We know that these other outside agitator groups, Occupy Wall Street, Antifa, or Antifa, as other people like to pronounce it, up to their eyeballs involved in all of this. Oh, you even have Joe Biden's people on the radical left working to try and get the anarchists out of jail. Why? So they can continue to lead more of these protests? And what are we seeing in the aftermath of this? We're seeing the wreckage and the carnage left behind and dreams literally going up in fire and smoke and anarchy emerging. And I have never seen such a pathetic, frankly, it is borderline criminal in terms of the lack of urgent response by states and local mayors and cities. You know, you get the whole list of all these cities, all these areas where all this is happening. And I'm like, here we go again. You know, Donald Trump now can't win for losing, because if Donald Trump races in with the National Guard, which, by the way, he has to be asked usually to send them in. And they did last night with great effect. It was a lot better last night in Minneapolis than it had been in prior nights. Andy McCarthy wrote a good piece. The president does have at his avail the ability under the Constitution. United States guarantees every state a Republican form of government protection against invasion on request of state government protection from domestic violence in furtherance of this provision. Now, what has happened is unacceptable. Order has to come back. And in some places, it's probably now because they let it go so far and they didn't nip it in the bud. It's now going to probably be that much more of a heavy lift. Look, everybody has spoken out. There's no, as I said towards the end of last week, there's no disagreement here. You know, the president was the first to act by saying he wants to expedite the investigation, that justice will be served. And he literally ordered the FBI, the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Division within the Department of Justice to work in conjunction with local law enforcement. You had a record speed in terms of firing the officers, number one, firing them, not suspending them first for an inquiry. Nope, they got fired. And then the arrest of the officer that put the knee on George Floyd's neck. I mean, everybody gets it. We all watched in horror. There is a anger that is built viewing the 7 minute, 55 second tape and then subsequent tape showing no resistance. I know there's a third tape out that shows there might have been some conflict on the other side of the car. Let's assume that happened. I'm not necessarily agreeing with that yet. I haven't seen it. But if the person's handcuffed, the person is either laid down, body up, and you don't put your knee on their neck for any length of time, never mind, unless it is that fierce a life and death struggle. That might be a time. It's your only option. But that was not the case here. You had the guy's knee pinning his head to the pavement for that extended period of time, the neck being the most vulnerable part of the human anatomy. And as the president said, it is a grave tragedy that never should have happened. And Americans all over the country, it's pretty much unanimous in a country that pretty much, you know, is 50-50 disagrees on everything. Everyone's in full agreement here. That, you know, we watch the video with anger and grief, but that does not justify what's going on now. And what's going on now has nothing to do with the memory of George Floyd. What is going on now is, and maybe, well, maybe for some people, they're sincere in their protesting. But I'm talking about those burning and looting and breaking and setting ablaze cities all across the country. You got Minneapolis, you got New York City, you got Philadelphia, you got Atlanta, Chicago, L.A., Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, Louisville, Kentucky, Boston, Indianapolis, San Francisco. You know, by the way, almost all, there are some exceptions, have been run for decades by Democratic governors and by Democratic mayors, etc. And unfortunately, their lack of understanding or appetite, the idea that you're going to pull back, dispersing a crowd when you speak to professionals, which I have interviewed my whole life, it is not fun work. It never is. Nobody wants to be in conflict with fellow citizens ever if you're on the police department. The 99% that want to protect and serve their communities and are willing to put their lives on the line every day to do it, it's a dangerous job. They have tools available that are non-lethal. If you have crowds forming, yep, you can use tear gas. If you have crowds forming, yep, you can use pepper spray. They even have more powerful pepper sprays that kind of disperse in larger areas. That disperses the crowds. You have to create a perimeter, and you got to enforce the perimeter. Once the National Guard went in, things got a little better last night, and hopefully will start now happening all around the rest of the country. It's not going to be easy to start this, stop this after it started, especially when you have those that are organizing, that are agitating themselves. But at the end of the day, it looks like, you know, the Insurrection Act came back around in 1807. That empowers a president to suppress in any state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy. I think Andy McCarthy spelled it out as well as anybody. After Hurricane Katrina, the Insurrection Act was beefed up to enable presidents to respond to natural disasters and public health emergencies. But usually the process starts with state governors and mayors requesting the help of the National Guard. You run into problems otherwise beyond the Insurrection Act with the Posse Comitatus statutes, et cetera. We're not dealing with that here. This is to restore order. This is to protect the lives of innocent people. These protests, you know, are putting innocent people's lives in danger. That's it. They have to be protected, or else there is that is utter anarchy beyond that. The idea that people's livelihoods are being burned before our eyes and they do nothing. I never thought I'd see a police precinct burned down right in front of our eyes. And, oh, the police just left and literally creating the largest perimeters possible, meaning that all that area within the perimeter now is vulnerable. If you're going to set up a curfew to stop the violence, you got to set it, you got to stick to it, and then you got to enforce it. And I'm not saying that that's an easy job, but tear gas, these are all traditional methods that have been used when these situations arise. Pepper spray, it can be used. Is it ideal? No. And by the way, if you're in these areas, stay home. You don't want to be a part of this. So those are the options. The president got on a call earlier today with governors from around the country, and he tore them up for all the right reasons and stated that, you know, they're not doing their jobs. If you're weak, and most of you have been weak, he's quoted as saying. Now, a lot of the audio is, you know, beginning to leak to the press, and they're sharing with social media. Second person on the call says Trump's fool comment was more of a warning, saying if governors didn't take action on the protesters, they'd look like fools. He urged them, they've got to be in charge. They've got to dominate. We have all the men and women that you need, he said, but people aren't calling them up, and you have to call them up. You have to. The governors have the ability to do it, and some of them are not doing it. And why they're not doing it, it is beyond any understanding that I have in my mind. And again, we go, this is now mostly, you're dealing with blue states. Now, you could talk about socioeconomic underlying factors also over years and years and years of failure and a failure of our educational system in, for example, many large metropolitan areas run by big governors, unholy alliance. I've said it for years with these governors, teachers, unions, etc. And they resist the mysterious resistance on fixing schools. Yet we spend per capita more than any other country, industrialized country on the face of the earth with the worst results. We're not serving any child in America. All children of God. We're not serving them by not bringing the best out of them, education, educare, Latin to bring forth from within, when you go into schools that they're not controlling the violence. I mean, that's how bad it gets in the lives of some people in some inner cities. You know, I've always wondered, how is it we never, ever have gotten control of all of the shootings that take place in the city of Chicago? Democratic mayors, Democratic governors. They haven't done a thing to stop the violence in Chicago. And you have record weekend after record weekend of violence in Chicago. Why don't they fix it? That's part of our American family. We have a duty to protect them. And it rarely even gets discussed. I think I'm the only person ever to run the names of all the people that have been shot and killed and scroll them in Chicago on television. You know, there's failures at a it's an epic fail. Rudy Giuliani was on the show Friday night. Couldn't be more clear. First person throws a rock, arrested. Second person, arrested. Third person usually doesn't throw it because he knows or she knows they're going to be arrested. And look, the White House, I know we had Secret Service agents injured. If there is a breach at the White House, people there will die. There won't be any lives saved if there is any type of serious, significant breach onto the White House property. They're not going to have a chance to get inside any room at the White House. So I urge people in D.C., those of you that are in the faith community, those of you that have any leadership position, get out among the crowd and try and encourage people to stop the violence. Protest all you want, but protest peacefully. That's not what we're seeing. And the longer you don't stop it, the worse it's going to get. And it's spreading like a cancer. It's like a fire that's now spun out of control. But you have Joe Biden's staff donating to group to pay bails to get some of the anarchists out of jail. Okay, that's always my strategy. But when you have society, literally, and people at risk and businesses at risk, livelihoods for families at risk post-corona, you got to protect the businesses, protect lives, protect the people of every city and the innocent people in these cities and protect the innocent businesses from being burned to the ground. And how you're not prepared for this is inexplicable to me. It should be part of every preparation of every single solitary police force. And I will say this, there's not enough training for these police officers. They get trained in the use of the firearm. Well, you don't want that as your one option. You want that as the last only option. You had no other choice option.